Well, I was just about to start this audio boo, and Matt is just playing a video on YouTube. So that's what the music you can hear is. I'm booing from bed. My husband is also in bed. We're having a lie-in today. That was the point of this weekend, is to get as much rest as we can, because we haven't really slept enough. So we have spent the morning, we woke about 9, and we spent the morning watching videos and talking, and I guess that's what modern couples do. We both brought our MacBooks to bed, and we've been entertaining ourselves since we've been here, mainly with videos of Jacques Brel singing, what's that lady called? Carina Sullivan?
Camille O'Sullivan, I think.
Camille O'Sullivan. Also watching videos of her. And I note that she does one of my favourite ever songs of all time, which is Kirsty MacColl's In These Shoes. And that she done it in Jules Holland. And I was a bit surprised I'd never seen it before. Oh, Matt is now entertaining us with a bit of Jacques Brel. Avec l'ami Jojo et avec l'ami Pierre, on allait boire nos 20 ans. Jojo se prenait pour Voltaire et Pierre pour Casanova, et moi qui étais le plus fier, moi je me prenais pour moi. Et quand vers minuit, this is a song that Momus covered last night, and he did an English version of it at the Carousel, which was the Songs of Jacques Brel. That was, we just had the most amazing time. It was five artists doing the songs, doing the songs of Jacques Brel. So it started off with Momus, who I really like, and he was amazingly fantastic, and loved it. And then it went into, who was next?
Was it like Richard F or something, the French guy?
Oh yeah, some French man who did songs in French, but he had sparkly trousers, and he was just that kind of...
He did a Madeleine song, didn't he?
He did Madeleine. He did a, you know, he was kind of Gauloise smoking kind of Frenchman that looked as though he just got out of bed after spending the evening with three mistresses, honey. And then after that it was... Who was it after that?
After that we had Rhonda Dymonique.
Oh my God, Rhonda Dymonique. Diamanda Galas. And she was brilliant. And she did three songs. Everybody did three songs. And she did Amsterdam. And she pronounced it Amsterdam! Which was brilliant. So every time I talk about Amsterdam from now on, I should be saying Amsterdam! Which... isn't going to irritate anybody, I don't think. And then after, was it the break then? Or was it,
yes,
the, yeah, then it was the interval. And then after that it was Anno?
No, it was Camille first.
Oh, it was Camille, who is a kind of, almost like a burlesque kind of singer. And she was amazing. And her version of Next was just incredible. En suivant, the original. Then Arno, who was just like a mad Belgian Gerard Depardieu mini-me, who sat and kicked his legs, and he was very funny, and he was a bit like, he was a bit proggy and a bit rocky, but it was good. It's what you needed. And then after that was the last artist, and we didn't know who it was going to be, and then it turned out to be Marc Armand. And we thought, I didn't think he was playing in, because he did last night at the Barbican, but I didn't know that he was playing tonight. And he was magnificent, of course. And it was just really, really wonderful. And he did three songs. And then at the end, he invited Momus. Honey, stop it. Whatever it is you're trying to do, stop it. He invited Momus and Camille onto stage for an encore. And they did Jackie. Which is fantastic, because it all kind of finished the evening for me, because like a lot of people, the first Jacques Brel song I ever heard, and the person that introduced me to Jacques Brel was Marc Armand, because he covered